Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, it's all about football's biggest stage.
E-L-G-F-E-S!
This is a Super Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Injured? Don't trust just anyone to something so personal. Call George McCoy at Warren Allen. Online at warrenallen.com.
Super Week with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Let's go, Bird!
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What up, bitch?
Wow. That is coming in hot and aggressive. Now, are you talking to me or no. Birthday boy over there?
I was talking to Buck, of course.
How was your weird childish birthday party day off thing that you
Welcome
did?
Back.
Boy, you didn't waste any time, did you?
Nice to see you.
Hi.
We made fun of you yesterday appropriately. Don't worry.
I was listening for a short period between my time at the driving range and picking up my child from preschool. I didn't catch any of that flack in there.
Get bored and turned it off like I do.
Did your daddy give you a nice birthday present?
Nope, haven't received anything from my dad yet.
No. Fingers crossed. I'm sure you provided him with an ample list.
I did not.
Of white privilege.
Well, I don't provide a list of white privilege. I don't think that's how it works. But I believe my wife gave him ideas. He said there might be something coming my way this weekend.
Secondhand white privilege.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, someone else's choice, I guess.
That's white privilege turducken. That's white privilege shoved into like greater white privilege.
How is it more privilege?
And then delivered to you. White privilege then goes to your dad's white privilege, and then
it's
passed on.
She's just an intermediary between the genetic lines of privilege. You know.
I for one am happy for you.
Thanks, man.
I'm glad you had a good day.
Yeah. As Isaac can attest here, Suk, it really wasn't about the privilege or the frivolous gifts.
Yeah, well, I read the listeners your itinerary.
Yeah, we saw the itinerary,
and it was less than. No. I mean, it was not overwhelming. Like no. It was like I was hoping, is the show better than that?
I was hoping for
the show's not better than that.
I was hoping for like guns and fire trucks and like hookers and
not
like,
at
like,
all
some really cool stuff, some blackjack involved instead. You got like dropping kids off and then you hit some golf balls and like you cooked a sensible meal and like had one cocktail.
I mean, a sensible meal was cooked for me and I had more than a couple glasses of wine. So
keep her in the kitchen. Am I right?
You didn't have a
my
Marcus.
Mom? No.
No.
I wanted you to have a Marcus Jordan sort of birthday. You know?
Oh.
Really?
Oh, now that.
Really get out there and mix it up.
Get on blow and.
That would be a way to celebrate. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought 40 years old, you know?
Did you hear the big news, though?
What's the big news?
What's the big news?
Well, Buckley has two kids.
Yeah.
Two boys. Two little boys. And the oldest is how old? Four?
He's almost four.
Yeah. Almost four. And that means something because. Almost four is different than four.
Are you still doing the by months thing, or Thank God.
Well, no, he just said almost four.
Well, I know, but a lot of times, like, if you ask, like, with the younger...
Well, you can't... Anything over 24 months?
Once we got to two, I just started rounding. He was either two and a half.
Exactly. Thank you.
Three and a half.
By the way, can we just do that going forward?
Now you have to do math. If you say, oh, he's 29 months... What? Yeah.
Or even 18 months, can't you just be like, he's almost two?
Well, at 18 months, though, he's not almost two.
Yeah, he's not.
And
exactly.
A lot of kids are not toddling capably by... Like, 18 months and two is a big difference in kid timeline.
Which is why when he said almost three, that is different than four. Or, I mean, wait, almost four is different than being four,
yeah.
Anyway, the bride goes to the dollar store to pick out cheap decorations for Buckley's soiree.
That's right.
And... while they're in there, she asks little man, hey, pick out something for your dad.
Sure.
Which is a great exercise and teach the kid a little gift giving skill.
Absolutely.
You know, let's start young.
Yeah.
What do you think is the worst thing that a kid could pick out for his father from
a dollar store?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not that he did pick this out.
Yeah.
I'm just asking the question.
I'm trying to think of what the worst thing that you could...
Have stupid cheap like kitchen utensils. Like he could get me like a plastic spatula or something.
What better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula? I mean, brand name spatulas at discount prices. Don't shame Spatula City. I don't know. Maybe some sort of cleaning product.
That's a good one. Some Pine Sol.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
you got him like a little Rainbow Bright or something?
Hey, I think that'd be adorable. Maybe a healthcare product, like, you know, what are you trying to say? Like, have you got like a weight suppressant, like an appetite suppressant sort of thing?
Do they have that at Dollar Tree?
I don't know. I'm assuming they have a full line.
Just called you fat.
They had a full line.
I mean, well, he's not wrong.
Well, I was just trying to think like a Just for Men. I was trying to think of what would be insulting.
Ooh, that'd be funny. Just for Men.
Yeah.
He's like, here, Dad.
Yeah, because the other day, my son is in his 20s, and he looked down, like, it was like 6 months ago, we were eating dinner, he looked at me and goes, oh my God, you have so much gray. I'm like, thanks. Awesome. So I was just trying to think of what a little kid, because little kids can be brutal.
My dad still has like this core memory of when he turned, I think it was like 35, and I was standing above him for a photo, and I looked down, I'm like, hey, Daddy, you're going bald. And he's like, thanks. Happy birthday to me.
Little kids are awful. The meanest thing that I've ever heard, but I also was laughing at the same time was, we were probably dealing with like 7, 8-year-old oldest, and then so the son's like 4-ish. And I got the, Dad! Iserman's calling me fat. And I yell, I'm like, damn it. Like, don't do that. And he looks at me and I said, she's not fat. And he dead eye looks at me and goes, oh, she's fat. And I was like, and I'm trying to like, and she's.
By the way, you know who that is.
Yeah.
That's you.
And I'm trying to contain my laughter while being mad. And I'm like, oh my God. But it was just for like a 4-year-old to have that kind of timing. And I was like, Dad, just.
I thought you were going to yell up there. Yeah, you lose 15.
It's like, I had to do the go to your room and then like hug my daughter and be like, I'm sorry. He doesn't mean it. And then I'm like, he probably means it. And that little rat bastard.
So what if the little homeboy like handed you a card and it was the checkout girl at Dollar Store's number?
Oh, there you go.
That would be an interesting thing for my almost 4-year-old to pioneer.
Anyway, he got him a fire truck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got me a handful of things. He did give me some Reese's peanut butter cups. Mm, and he got me a Frisbee for us to play catch with at the beach, he said. And then he got me a pair of Minion socks because he thought I would love them. And
that's cute.
And then, yeah, he got me the fire truck and fire rescue boat because he thought I would really like it. And also, can we please open it now so I can play with it?
So it's like a big one.
No, it was just like, it was like a, in a little, like, kind of like a Hot Wheels pack
that
type deal.
That may be one of those things that you hold on to. I don't know, like, because when did you come around with me?
He was two.
He was two. Do you have anything that he gave you from when? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's things that I have that, like, I remember, like, did you guys ever have, like, that they would have, like, a Christmas fair at school where you'd give your kid, like, $10 or whatever, and then they could go and buy gifts?
Yeah, I had that growing up.
And I still have some things that my kids gave me from that are 20 years old that I keep. And they're some of like my absolute favorite things. And it's kind of neat years later when they'll be like, oh my God, you still have that. And I'm like, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and there's you know, kind of cool little things like that you could hold on to. So that fire truck may be one of those that like.
If he doesn't lose it or break it at some point in time, but yeah. Because he's very much playing with it.
Oh,
his present for me is really a present for him.
It was for him.
Yeah.
Most of the other stuff really was for me. He got one thing for me.
It's It's like when you get your wife a bowling ball that just happens to be custom drilled for your fingers. You're like, if you don't want it, I know someone that does.
When my dad was a kid, he got his mom a basketball for Christmas because he thought she'd really like it.
Hey, you know what? That John Buckley's a wise man.
Somebody said steaks from Dollar Tree. What if he handed you a steak from Dollar Tree?
Does Dollar Tree have steaks?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
They do?
Ortner. Yeah, Ortner got them from there.
And he claims they're great. What about a pregnancy test?
Oh, there you go.
Here you go, Daddy.
I don't know if they have that at Dollar Tree. I think more than a dollar and also not a robust pharmacy section.
Well, there was John Oliver did a show on Dollar Tree, and that seems like the most horrific place on earth. No offense to anyone that likes going to Dollar Tree, but the way they treat their employees, what they're asking of their employees, like the safety measures, like, and again, it sounds like, at least from that report, like when you walk into one, if you ever think a Ross is well organized, go to a Dollar Tree. Like, it's just Thunderdome. Like a tornado went through there and there's no one there to clean it up. I did find a list of the 17 worst things you can buy at Dollar Tree.
What's number one?
I'm scrolling here. see what they got. Batteries. They do not buy batteries. None of them are good.
Okay.
Say you're wasting your money. Beauty products. They're almost always expired. or something is wrong with them. This is just more long. I thought they would have an idea of like crappy things, but this is just all stuff that you shouldn't buy there. Do not buy perishable, or they say non-perishable food, aka don't buy food at the Dollar Tree.
Steaks.
That's probably steaks.
That would be a big no-no. Yeah, I'm scrolling down, just anything else. I mean, it's all the kind of the same sort of crap.
Well, happy birthday. Nice to have you back.
Anything for your car, because they say it won't work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You'll be damaging your car.
You know, the work never sleeps, though. I did send over Luca Mavs-related trade info during my day off.
Yeah, it's interesting. So oftentimes when you're a radio host, you will have to deal with the listener who really isn't listening very closely.
Yeah.
Because you know this very well. They'll send you something or they'll say something that you just said.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
All the time.
I don't know why that happens that way. Maybe they're listening on, like, they're behind on the app or something. Yeah. But it's always funny. It's like, we didn't even mention this. I literally just said it. And that's exactly what happened with our producer, Ryan Buckley. No.
Well, I had just got in the car and caught the tail end of what you're saying. I'm like, oh, if you're talking about this, this would be great.
Yeah, he sent me the link to the whole casino. We were talking about
Mavs casino, not conspiracy, but
just the idea why that's happening.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
I love when Buckley does it in real time.
Yeah, I do it in person a whole lot more than I do it away from the station.
By the way, it sure seems like more and more stuff is coming out that there's no grand conspiracy behind this.
Just total ineptitude.
That Nico Harrison is not long for the GM job. He doesn't want to be the GM, and he didn't like dealing with Luca, and he wanted to bring in people that he liked. The more and more that this like comes out, like we kept waiting for some sort of bomb to drop. It just sounds like he just didn't like him. And he's like, I'm not going to be the GM here in 5 or 10 years anyway, so screw it.
Yeah, that was the most cringy bite I saw from that day was the whole like, well, they'll probably bury me and Jay in the next 10 years or we'll bury ourselves.
Not say that. I wouldn't say it.
Sorry, I screwed over an entire city and fan base for the next 15 years, but I'm not going to be here anyways.
I don't buy that. And by the way, they most certainly do sell pregnancy tests at the dollar store, says one of our texters. Retired OB office nurse had many patients who used the dollar store pregnancy test, and they were pretty accurate.
Really? Well, pretty.
Well, can't win them all.
Boy, I'm just not certain that anything
it's all almost
that
expired,
important
right?
should be purchased at a dollar tree.
How accurate are pregnancy tests? I mean, like when you...
I don't know.
How many times have you peed on one?
I'm going to go zero on that one. I know that you got to go get confirmed. I mean, we've been pregnant multiple times in the old marriage.
It says 99% accurate.
99%?
When used correctly. Mm.
I just want once. I want there to be a realistic ad for those things. Because it's always like the couple that's always so happy. No, I want like the 17-year-olds in the bathroom at the local Walgreens just praying to God and sweating. Bullets that their lives aren't ruined just once. Because every now and then you can see one of those. If you're at a pharmacy, you can see the two young teenagers. They're like handshaking, buying the pregnancy test. And you're like, oh boy, it's not good.
Well, now what do we do? We have the this begins the producer is over 40 portion of the program's history.
Maybe more mature.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we grow up after this segment.
Thank God.
We've already made several quips that
I know
wouldn't apply to that.
Well, it's a TGL Tuesday. That's what's important.
Yeah, and you know what? We don't have a show tomorrow, so we're going to have to squeeze a lot in today.
Well, we love our Wednesday shows.
Yeah. Especially when we don't work on our Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's...
I'm not mad about it. We can talk about the hottest team in the NBA.
Are they the lead story today?
They are right now. They are indeed. This is not hyperbole. No one has a better win streak. No one has been better over the last 10 games than your Portland Trailblazers.
All right. Well, they might be the lead story. I mean, I don't know. We got to get to some Super Bowl stuff, too.
Yeah. We got super big game coming up. We got TGL. I mean, my God.
Yeah. Buck and I were just talking about who we're going to bet on. Now, we got screwed last week.
Did we?
Well, you didn't, but he did because... You know, we were perfect in our TGL picks.
Yeah.
1-900-888-TGL-PX. Is that enough?
I don't think
TGL
that's,
pick.
I don't think that's the right amount of letters and or numbers, but
1-900-TGL-PIXX.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
Yeah.
There.
Let's do that.
Call that number.
Call it.
We were 3-0, and then last week
you want to be 5-0.
Rolled it over
with confirmed
lost in overtime or whatever they do.
Well, I think last week was fixed.
It was.
I think the fix is
and I knew this. I just made it was a foolish or foolhardy bet because they specifically said the producers told us to keep it close. And you know what happened the next week? They kept it close in what should have been a
blowout. The underdog won. Tiger won. So now we've got Rory playing tonight.
And coming off Pebble.
He just won at Pebble, so he's probably hungover. And then, I don't know. I don't know who to take. I don't know what the odds are. What do we got?
I think they're basically even on both sides. So it's Rory, Adam Scott, and Keegan Bradley. They're the Boston Common team, and then they're playing L.A. Golf Club, which is Tommy Fleetwood, who's from England, not from L.A., Colin Morikawa, and Justin Rose.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take L.A. tonight.
Can we talk about Jason Day's sweatpants?
I'm fading Rory. Yeah, he's with Malbon now.
He's wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could wear sweatpants on a golf course.
He did it multiple days.
Yeah. He's got the whole thing going.
We got the Four Nations tournament we can talk about. I know you're excited about that.
Who's winning?
Well, it hadn't started yet.
Now, is that sevens or 11s or nines? Sevens or nines?
What?
Is that rugby?
No, the Four Nations hockey.
Oh, dang.
They're doing the Four Nations hockey tournament.
What do they call the rugby cup? Isn't that something Nations?
Well, I mean, they have there's sevens and rugby. I mean, that's a whole different...
No, they had a Nations Cup, too. That's what I was mistaken.
We're going down roads right now. We're getting derailed.
I'm taking cynical.
I think you might want to go Sweden.
In hockey?
Because they're not playing. So maybe Sweden or Finland. How about your United States of America?
We suck at hockey.
Actually, we're pretty good.
Nah, we ain't winning that. I'll take Canada.
There you go.
Canada can't win a cup. We got that on lockdown.
They can't even win a cup?
They haven't won a Stanley Cup in 30 years.
Well, to be fair, everybody that wins a cup is Canadian. They just don't have a Canadian team.
Yeah, what are you talking? What are you even? What is this? What is it? Get out of here.
The best players in the world are Canadian.
That's right. That's why I'll take Canada. Book it.
It's a bold move.
We just placed 5 bets all in the first segment.
That's what we're doing. 1-900
TGLPIXX.
There you go. And that includes the Four Nations, which you guys weren't aware was happening next week, but you know.
Six Nations is what I was going for. Six Nations rugby.
Well, this is right out. It's 4. It's replacing the All-Star game this year.
Well, we had media night last night.
Yeah, we had some jackass asking annoying questions.
We have the Blazers winning again.
Red hot and who had, by the way, DeAndre Ayton hitting clutch free throw after clutch free throw and Devin Booker missing one.
Oh. I have another thing from the game.
Okay.
It doesn't pertain to the Blazers. You mentioning Devin Booker reminded me. I pulled up a list of the we'll get to it next. Okay.
Right.
We're going to you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
It's Super Bowl week and I got a segment or two entitled Super Bowl Num Num today.
I do like num nums.
But it's not going to start right up in here.
All right.
You know what's going to start right up in here?
What do we got?
Your Portland Trail Blazers.
I can't wait.
Your Blazers.
Blazers.
They are the lead story today. And that's where we start our show.
That's a first.
Next on The Fan.
Hee hee. Magic Johnson.
I can see them winning this game. I can see them losing this game.
Yeah, Buck and I are still working out our TGL picks, but they'll be up at 1-9.
By the way, they're not kidding.
No, we've been
talking. We're on LA. We've decided.
You guys are going deep.
We've been talking about it all break.
It's getting passionate, too.
Well, tonight's an interesting matchup.
It's not.
That's what they want you to say.
It's not an interesting matchup.
It sure is, really fella. Isn't. And our picks will be live at 1-900-TGL-PIXX.
It is
shortly.
Fascinating to watch the two. Like,
what?
Just the two of you get enthralled in that. Of all things.
Well, you know what we are? We're golf bettors.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you need...
Golf betting is fun.
It is fun.
You need juice on a Tuesday.
Well, it's not just on a Tuesday. It's over the weekend. We were texting back and forth about the AT&T Pebble Beach
Quite
Pro.
A bit, yeah.
I mean, yeah. We had all kinds of action out there.
Oh, God.
One guy won, one guy didn't.
Yeah. Isaac was that winner.
Yeah, you were supposed to ask who won.
No.
You see, he stopped.
I'm not engaged.
He's not even listening.
I'm not engaged in this.
I won.
I am
Buck
not
did
going
not.
To encourage this behavior.
Because I was smart enough to pick out that Rory was going to win that tournament.
Yeah.
And he did.
Although, like, three holes into the final round, you hated your pick, you said.
Yeah, well, it's Rory, and he's very, he's a tough one to root for.
I'm trying not to encourage
but
the behavior.
He, you know,
you
it was
don't
like,
need it.
It was
and
really,
yet you've stoked it again.
It was really on Friday that he unhinged his jaw and started swallowing.
Yeah, you texted that to me, and I was like, I can't go any further with this golf talk.
His wedges look good. Putter look good. Guy's money, man. Bombs it.
Till the Masters when he S's the money bet again.
He very well might.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk more golf coming up next.
From pregnancy tests to golf.
You've got to kick them off the tour.
So the Blazers won again, I see. They beat Phoenix.
Beat Phoenix back
to
back.
That league.
I saw the highlights. I was watching Orlando Sanchez, you know, who gets, he's really good, but he gets like disproportionately fired up, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those rah-rah Blazer guys, you know?
Sure.
Like, well, there hasn't you know how been, the hometown news
There hasn't
to,
been a lot to root for. If you are someone that has had to rely on Blazer hype for the last couple of years, you probably have, I mean, imagine the sexual frustration built up at that point. Like, you're just at that point, you're just a sailor that's been deployed for several years. That guy has a lot of sports, like, frustration pent up, and now he gets a chance to properly release it.
Yeah, they do really want a root. Like, they want something
Well, why else would you watch local sportscasts?
Get people fired up. Yeah. Well, because Orlando Sanchez is on there dishing hot takes and interesting stuff.
Now you've won 8 of 9, 4 in a row, and you're right now you're the hottest team in the NBA.
They're second in the West.
Second in the West?
No.
No, they're 4 games out of the play-in.
Oh, I thought they were like first in the West, second in the West.
Well, and this is
now are they good or not? Is that what am I to make of this? You tell me.
It's weird because clearly the tank is off. Now, I mean, I suppose you could go into the trade deadline, which is a couple days away, and you could just start dealing vets. Because right now, the guy who's playing as big a role in any of this is DeAndre Ayton. When DeAndre Ayton is engaged and is playing hard,
dominating,
they're a different team. I mean, it was a 20-20 guy. I mean, they don't win that game. In fact, they don't win half of these games they've been on this win streak without DeAndre Ayton being engaged. And at times, Channing Frye, this was like, I want to say this was when they were losing to the Clippers. Remember, the Clippers beat them by like 40 points. Channing Frye even tweeted out, he goes, I don't want to call anyone by name, but my God, how on earth did they play this guy? I've never seen someone so disengaged. And everyone was like, yeah, DeAndre Ayton. Well, now you're getting him engaged, and he's talking about how much he loves being here, and some of this may be that he doesn't want to get dealt at the deadline.
What happened?
Why
are they all engaged all of a sudden? What's going on?
Well, I don't know. But
what do you mean you don't know?
Something has clicked, and Scoot and Shaden moving to the bench and have embraced that role, and both of those guys are playing well. Scoot actually looks like an NBA player for the first time in his career for an extended period.
I'm going to that
late. Kamara has become... I mean, he's up for Defensive Player of the Month in the Western Conference, and you're just getting contributions, and they're playing hard, they're playing good defense. Now, some of this, and this is where I would encourage Blazer fan to just take a deep breath, you're still awful. You're still, what, 8 games below .500?
Well, I was just looking, they're third from the bottom in the West.
Yeah, but they're 4 games from the play-in. They're closer to the play-in than they are the bottom.
That's true.
And the only thing that scares me about this is there is this sense of, does this speed up the timeline? And obviously, is the tank over and all this? But outside
is that true?
Outside of Milwaukee, which was a great win. And by the way, you dominated the Bucks, right? I mean, that was the second half of Milwaukee on a back-to-back, but whatever, you kicked their ass. Outside of that, you have beaten the garbage-ass Bulls, the Heat, which are in absolute disarray, the Magic, who are crappy, .500 at best, the Hornets are crappy, the Magic again, and two wins against the Phoenix Suns, which are maybe dealing Kevin Durant and are about ready to implode anyway. So, to me, yes, you're playing well, and the young guys are playing a big role in this, but you see down the stretch, they're still relying on the vets, and last night they lived heavily on the vets, and they're doing that in clutch time. But the young guys are playing a big role in this. You are seeing development. But at the same time, I ask, are wins over, I think, what, two teams in there that are above 500? Is that a sign that you are actually turning a corner, or is that a sign of there's a lot of bad teams in the NBA? You're on a heater and you're playing really well right now, but at the end of the day, you're still not very good and you're going to end up getting the 10th or 11th or 12th pick. And so I think that's kind of the weird part is...
Wait a minute. Why would anyone think they're good?
Well, believe me, there's a lot of people right now that think that Portland is actually a young, developing, good team.
Well, young, developing is different than good.
Yeah.
They're not good.
You're a loser.
But they are young and developing.
Yes.
So what do you do with that?
Therein lies the...
they're not good. Come on. They're not good. They're playing good.
They're playing good.
But they're not good.
No.
So, right? I mean, we've talked about this for years. You can beat half this league just playing hard.
Yes.
Because half the teams in the league are a mess. So you're less of a mess? That doesn't make you good.
No. And that's my point, is when you're playing against, when you have wins over the Magic, which are 24 and 27, the Bulls are 21 and 29.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, so they're
Charlotte's 12 and 35.
Look, the Blazers are 21 and 29. I mean, what are we even doing here? Why are they not tanking? This is ridiculous.
It appears
now they can't.
It appears the tank is over. And that's the thing. Unless you just get rid of all the vets and then the young guys aren't able to carry this. Unless you deal late and you deal Robert Williams and you go young and the young guys keep winning, because that's the one thing you can't discount here, is you are seeing real growth and development from some of the young key pieces that you want to see.
Well, that's good, but are they building block? I mean, are they cornerstone pieces?
That no one knows. I mean, I'm just happy right now. I think if you're a Blazers fan, you're happy that Scoot actually looks like an NBA player. Now,
Magic Johnson.
Again, I think sometimes Blazer fans, they get so over their skis because they've had so little to root for, and now all of a sudden, for the last couple weeks, you do have a lot to root for. I still ask the question, is it the best thing going forward? Probably not, but you still have a coach who is coaching for his job and young guys that are trying to establish themselves, and Chauncey's coaching his ass off, Shane's pissed off, and Scoot's looking pretty good, and you've got an engaged DeAndre Ayton. What does it mean in the long run? I don't think it means anything other than I think it's going to be an entertaining stretch of basketball. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the trade deadline, and I do think it has kind of killed the whole tank. I don't think you're going to end up as a top six team in the draft. I think you're going to get something that's in the 9, 10, 11 range, which, you know, going into the season isn't what you set out to do, but things change. And then ultimately, what does that do for your franchise? My only fear is that as fun as this is, that this puts you back into that same damn state of purgatory that we've talked about for the last, God, however many years.
Is anybody going to watch him? I saw in the highlights, it looked like everybody was having fun in there.
Yeah, dude, the building is much better. And to be fair, throughout this stretch, there have been times, even last year, where the attendance was actually pretty good. There were some moments this year where it was pretty dark. And I think that there is a buzz, and I think people are excited, not just that they're winning, but I think they're excited that it's kind of an easy team to root for right now, and they're playing real hard.
So I pulled this pertains to the game last night,
mm-hmm.
Your Zers winning again. They've now won, what, 8 of 9? Is that what you're...
8 of 9. Is that 4 in a row.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
How great they are now.
Well, again, I pointed out...
So what's
out
our record the rest of the way?
Again, I think a lot of it has to do with what happens at the deadline. Are there people moved, and do you start shutting guys down? A couple days ago, you know, Danny was still of the belief that come trade deadline, this team is going to start shutting guys down, and it's going to get worse. With this development and 4 games from the play-in and Chaunce coaching for his life, I'm not certain if that's still a thing. We'll find out, but I think the next... Because the schedule does get a lot harder. I do think that schedule matters a lot. We talk about this in the NFL. How many times do you see a team that's like an 8-win team and they're like, hey, they win one or two more games during the playoffs, and then you look at their wins and you're like, ew. Like they haven't beaten... The Miami Dolphins are built on this. So the Blazers schedule, let me pull it up here. It does get a little bit harder here. And I think that'll give you a better indication on exactly where this is at. So they've got Indiana, Sacramento, which whatever, but then you get Minnesota and back-to-back Denver and then the Lakers. I think that stretch, February 8th through the 20th, all three of them on the road, at Minnesota, two in a row back-to-back in Denver with a day apart, and then home to the Lakers. I think that gives you a little better idea of exactly where this is at. And then again, see what happens at the trade deadline.
Well, I have a sidebar from last night's game.
All right.
Okay? Because I saw something kind of cool happened in last night's game.
Well, that's nice.
But it has nothing to do with your hometown team.
That's something to do with the Phoenix Suns?
It might.
All right.
We'll get to that next. Here's Buck. I love sports, man.
You are cool.
We're still talking golf betting.
I know you are. I just... You guys,
what?
You guys are like
please tell us
petulant
more.
Children, and I'm like the nanny that refuses to acknowledge your bad behavior.
Except you're talking about it again.
And just turn away.
So I saw last night that Devin Booker became the all-time leading scorer in Phoenix Suns history.
Yes, he did. And then missed a free throw that would have tied the game.
And that surprised me a little bit. I was like, wow, he's awful young.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's not. How old is Devin Booker now?
I bet Booker's been in the league for probably, I'm going to probably say 7-8 years, I'm guessing.
How old is he? What does that mean?
Let's look up. Well, guys coming in the league quite early. Devin Booker
27?
Is...
He was a one and done from Kentucky.
He is 28 years of age. He'll turn 29 in October.
Franchise leader. Passing. Do you know who he passed? Did they show that on the broadcast when you were watching your team? I don't know if they showed it, but...
They talked about it, and I don't remember, because it was right... kind of towards the end. I don't remember who they said.
So who would you have guessed was the all-time Phoenix Suns scoring leader?
God, someone that stuck around. I'd say someone maybe like a Tom Chambers.
Chambers? He's not in the top 10.
He's not in the top 10?
Well, yeah.
Maybe a Kevin Johnson?
I mean,
Chris Paul or Amari Stoudemire.
Steve Nash.
Ooh, Stoudemire's a good one.
Kevin Johnson comes to mind.
Oh, yeah, KJ. Boy, is Phoenix better? Like, I don't know why I went to Tom Chambers.
I don't either.
Because that dunk was sick. That one dunk he had with his chest.
That one dunk he had.
Where he put his chest through that, or his knee through that dude's chest. It was amazing.
I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist gang.
I mean, the evidence is all in the drops. You prefer the whites.
Yeah.
I just have always preferred the
whites. Yeah, Kevin Johnson's a good one there.
He's fourth. So actually, obviously the first name that comes to mind is Charles Barkley. Then you realize,
I don't think he was there that long.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like
Rockets.
You start to think, like, wait, he was only there maybe 2 or 3 years. Maybe longer, but he's not the all-time leading scorer.
Yeah.
Number two was Walter Davis, and number three was Alvin Adams.
Wouldn't have got that.
Of all those names we mentioned.
What about like the Sean Marion? He was there a long time,
he was
right?
Fifth.
He was fifth?
Kevin Johnson, fourth. Sean Marion, fifth. Dick Van Ardsdale, sixth. Amari Stoudemire, Steve Nash, Paul Westphal, and Larry Nance. Devin Booker, number one. So this...
Where's my man Tom Chambers at?
He's not on
or
there.
Or Thunder Dan Marley. Now I'm just thinking of old Phoenix Suns.
So
speaking
this
of white guys.
Led me down a rabbit hole of the all-time leading score for each team.
Mm-hmm.
And I have that right in front of me here on my little iPad.
Okay.
And so I want to know how many you can get.
I'll bet you way less than... I bet you this is going to be a sneaky... It's going to be a sneakier hard list than you think.
It depends on the team.
Okay.
I mean, there's obviously some Hall of Famers
ones
on here.
Sure.
Spurs is Tim Duncan.
Yeah, that's no brainer.
The Jazz is Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Pistons.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah. Chicago Bulls.
I'm guessing that Michael Jordan guy.
Okay. Here's an interesting one. The Boston Celtics. Excuse me.
Peyton Pritchard.
Well, the easy one would be Larry Bird, but it's not.
I think it's an interesting one.
It's an interesting one. Old or new?
26,395 points.
Bill Russell?
No.
Havlicek.
Yes, John Havlicek. Rockets, Hakeem.
That's got to be Elijah.
Pacers, Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Thunder.
Does that go back? Did we get Seattle in that too? Because that's the same.
They're not on here, so I would imagine we do.
If it's not, then it's Westbrook, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's Westbrook.
Yeah.
Portland Trailblazers.
Assuming Clyde? Actually, no. It's probably not Clyde anymore. It's probably Lillard.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
There ain't going to be no buddy-buddy stuff.
How about this one? The Memphis Grizzlies all-time leading scorer.
Maybe Gasol? No. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be Gasol. He wasn't there long enough. Maybe who was the he played for the Blazers too, the
played for the Blazers.
Yeah, the played at
Zach
Cal.
Randolph?
Raheem.
Sharif Abdul-Rahim.
Yeah. What about him?
Yeah, I can't think of the black guy's name, huh?
Oh, yeah, they signed that brown guy, and then I went right past him.
Kiss my ass.
Your words, man.
Yeah.
No, it's Mike Conley. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't getting that.
Miami Heat?
Gotta be Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Let's go Atlanta Hawks.
Human highlight reel, Dominique.
Yeah. 23,000. How about the Orlando Magic?
Boy, that's tough. Because I don't think Shaq was around long enough. I don't think McGrady was around long enough.
I don't think Penny was either.
And that leaves...
Scott Skiles?
Only 11,000 points, so not
Dennis the... Scott.
No, Dwight Nick... Howard.
Oh, Dwight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Charlotte Hornets?
Larry Johnson, maybe?
No. 12,000 points.
12,000 points.
I'm surprised this guy scored 12,000 points.
Chris
very
Paul?
Good, very good player. No. But he's... this is a tough one. This
Del
tough
Curry?
One. No.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Del Curry.
Kendall Gill.
Kendall Gill with the one sock? I like that.
He was in NBA Jam with Larry Johnson. That's what I remember about him.
Kemba Walker.
Oh.
Oh,
how about
sneaky.
That?
Completely forgot.
Yeah. And he might be, although I'm looking here.
He had a couple All-Star teams out there.
Yeah, he was good, but yeah. I didn't think he would be the all-time leading scorer.
He wouldn't be mine.
Nuggets?
He's young or old?
Old.
Alex English.
Yep, Alex English.
Alex English was good.
He was good. 21,645 points.
He's one of those guys.
How close is the Joker to that, I wonder?
That's a good question.
That's a lot of points.
It is, but the Joker's stacking 30-point nights over and over and over again.
Minnesota. Minnesota.
Got to be Garnett, right?
Yeah, Garnett. Milwaukee. Milwaukee. Your Bucks. What do you think? All-time leading
It might be Giannis.
It is Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis. I was going to say, because Kareem wasn't there long enough. Oscar wasn't there long enough. Maybe like a Sidney Moncrief.
Here's a good one. The Toronto Raptors. Or is it Raptors?
Chris Bosh?
Good guess. But no.
DeMar DeRozan.
Yes, very good.
Nice.
A couple more here. Kings. That's an easy one.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. One of the greatest players ever who never gets talked about.
He played for the
I was going to say Boogie Cousins, but I don't.
Oscar Robertson.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Clippers. Yeah, that's a hard one. Randy Smith.
Whoa.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
We could have guessed all day.
We could have been here breaking down TGL scores while I'm trying to think of that one.
Let's do that.
I could have Googled that, and I don't think I would have believed it. I would have been like, Randy Smith? Wrong.
How about the
Google
Sixers?
Me, bitch.
This is an interesting one, which you guys won't get.
We won't get?
I don't think so.
It's not Iverson. It's not Moses Malone. It's not Charles Barkley. Then. No.
It's a surprise name.
Hershey Hawkins.
No. Some guy named Hal Greer. I don't even know who that is.
No, okay.
I know of Hal Greer.
Yeah, I wasn't getting that one either.
I'm looking at Jokic.
I'm happy I came up with Hershey Hawkins.
But dude,
I sent him a basketball card growing up, and he signed it and sent it back.
Nice.
By the way, Jokic is third on the Denver all-time career scoring list.
Mm-hmm.
Alex English, 29,800.
Carmelo, right?
Alex English, 29,893 points. Jokic, 22,678 points. Melo is right behind Jokic, so Jokic just passed him. And then second is Dan Issel.
Mm.
The criminally underrated and white Dan Issel. Your guy.
What?
25,198.
He just sounds like a white guy, too. I bet you he had a mean bounce game. Triple threat. Hard player.
Come do a nice jump stop.
Tough player. Smart player.
Coach, Brooklyn Nets.
Coach's kid.
Two more.
Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Well, actually, so it's not Brooklyn. It's going to be someone from New Jersey.
Actually, three more.
It's not Dr. J, right?
That's a good guess, though.
Kendall Gill. He played for the Nets. Who the hell played for the Nets?
I know, right? It's like, well, Durant.
Who, Derek Coleman.
Darren Williams?
Ooh. Darren Williams.
Whoa.
I like that.
Brooke Lopez.
Whoa.
Yes.
That might be the upset of this game
so
far.
Yeah, 10,444.
Brooke Lopez beat Randy Smith.
Los Angeles Lakers. That's actually a good question.
Kareem?
That is a good question, because Kareem, but I don't think Kareem was there long enough. Well.
He was there a while.
It's one of three guys, right? It's either Kareem.
Yes.
Magic or Kobe.
Well, what about Jerry West?
Oh. I didn't think about Jerry West.
But it's not Jerry West.
Yeah, Kobe was there for his entire career, never played anywhere else.
Kobe.
And Magic was cut short.
Yeah,
so
it's Kobe. 33,643 points, which I believe, looking at this list, is the most of any player with any one team. Nope, Karl Malone had more.
And had Karl Malone just hung around, Karl Malone would have had the scoring record. I mean, LeBron would have got it eventually. But
Cavaliers, of course.
LeBron.
And Dallas.
Dirk.
What about the Pelicans?
Anthony Davis?
That's right. 11,000 points for Anthony Davis. And finally, the New York Knicks. This will be the last one. 23,665 career points.
Like Earl the Pearl or...
Walt Clyde Frazier?
Clyde Frazier.
Nope.
What about...
You're on the... You're, just keep going. You'll get it.
Who's the...
We'll sit here until you get
who's
it.
Who's the one leg... why can't I think of him? Coming
one,
out, lipping around.
One leg
Willis
guy?
Reed?
Yeah, Willis Reed.
No. Come on. The Knicks?
The Knicks?
Hello?
Oh, God, for
hello?
Patrick Ewing.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Why?
Good grief.
Why was I thinking,
Willis
like, I don't know. I was trying to go old school, because, like, when's the last time the Knicks were relevant?
Well, Devin Booker is the Phoenix Suns all-time leading scorer. And you guys are pretty good about naming the other NBA franchise scoring leaders.
Yeah. And a lot of random players that were nowhere near. But
Al Greer meets Brooke Lopez.
Randy Smith.
Randy and Smith. Randy Smith.
I contend Randy Smith and Brooke Lopez are the two most what the hell? Brooke Lopez?
Kemba Walker kind of up there?
Yeah, but that's for a franchise that like, although that is, because I would have sworn either Larry Johnson or Alonzo Mourning. Kemba Walker.
Hot prop betting talk next on The Fan. Well, I know a lot of people right now are tuning in for our TGL Tuesday picks.
I know that's what I was hoping for.
The official pick is that we are on LA tonight. So if you call 1-900-TGL-PIXX.
Get on board.
Also, don't be afraid of 1-800-GAMBLER if you're making that pick.
Confirmed information.
Yeah, I'd like
they
to go
4-1.
We'd love to go 1-0.
Yeah.
Isaac Rob.
Well, it was a great media night last night. We thought maybe Buck took his day, birthday off because he was down at media night in New Orleans.
That would have been something.
Radio guy bits.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always radio guy bits.
Yeah, someone asking, like, Patrick Mahomes, who's his favorite official.
Well, he said
a Christmas card.
It was actually
Craig Gass went down there, right?
Yeah,
to ask some questions.
Yeah, he does his bits. It was actually a good setup. The guy goes, he's interviewing Patrick Mahomes, and he goes, "For your whole career, you've had so many great people help you win. So, who's your favorite ref?" And Mahomes laughed.
Yeah,
which is fun about it, but.
Kelsey didn't take the bait. He was, you could tell he was a little off put by
was
the,
he being a little.
It was, well, it was the same guy. And the
who
same,
was it?
El
Trevador.
I don't know who he is, but it was the same guy. He just had a microphone that said sports. which, by the way, I did kind of appreciate that he just had a generic mic flag that said sports. And I think his was to Travis Kelsey, which do you love more? Taylor Swift. Or random 15-yard penalties in the playoffs. Yeah, 15 roughing the quarterback penalties.
Well, he's got to say Tay-Tay.
Well, he just, he...
I'm
he,
guessing
he,
I that
think he,
dude...
I think he said cool question and then
I'm guessing
anyway.
That dude is so tired of Tay-Tay talk.
Yeah. What are you going to do, you know?
Well, he knew what he was walking
I know,
into.
You got to expect that. But at the same time, I'm guessing that is nauseating.
Yeah. You're with the most famous woman in the world, though. I'm guessing it just kind of comes with the territory.
So I have hot... prop betting talk for you coming up next.
Let's get into it
on our show tonight. This will kick off our foray into the super big game.
Mainly just gambling. It's,
well,
it's an extension of the TGL, and then it goes from there.
Well, we're here to talk about the game, but yeah, I like to leave that to the Dan Orlovskis of the world.
Yeah, he went on a. They were doing today. He had a super. They've like some of the AI stuff and like the computer models, they did it like a big detailed breakdown on RPOs, complete with like a 3D model where you're inside the head of the quarterback and was moving things around.
I will say I saw one of those deals that he did maybe a week or two ago where he like got onto the field and showed what the quarterback was seeing from their viewpoint. And as somebody who has not played the game, I thought it was pretty cool from a tech standpoint.
Well, what they're doing now, and they've done it for a couple years, some of the quarterbacks now, it's like a virtual reality headset and they put it on.
Yeah.
And then you walk in and you're doing a walkthrough, but you get to see everything in front of you. And then you get to see in real time how it all plays out. And
apparently it was a big secret to Jaden Daniels' success. I guess he's been doing simulators in VR at 2x speed to try to train his mind.
Yeah. It is always interesting. Like when the whole Josh Allen, he should have thrown the ball to Shakir, like on the final play. by the way, anyone who thinks that, I know you were gone, but let me just state for the record. If you really believe that, you're either a dumbass or you just are ignorant. But it's shocking when you're on the field, whether you're a lineman, a linebacker, a quarterback. Like, we all have this idea because we're just used to watching the game from a TV broadcast point of view. So we can see everything. I mean, God, I can sit there on my TV, or I can sit there up in a press box up in my stands and be like, oh my God, the safety's bailing, coverage is rotating. Like it's happening right now. It's a little harder when you're on the field. Like, you can see so little, and there's such chaos around you. And yet we live in a world where there's so much information now, and there's all these different camera views. We forget that it's a lot harder to do when you have 20 bodies flying at you, and you have limited field of vision because, oh, I don't know, your head only turns one way and you have people trying to take it off.
I thought they said Patrick Mahomes' head turns like an owl.
It is. It
just, they did. They said that. They said his neck has abnormal.
Yes.
Or no, it's his vision.
His vision.
He has abnormally good peripheral vision on both sides.
That and his spine twists further than most people's like that.
And that's one of those things that you just can't. Mm. There's a reason why. I think they're now. They are 17-0 in their last 17 one possession games. He is the ultimate. We get into close games and it doesn't matter because I make plays.
I also heard a stat today. He's only thrown one pick in his last 9 playoff games.
Yeah.
He just does not turn the ball over.
Well, that turnover they had in the AFC title game against Buffalo, the fumble was the first one in a while. It was some sort of ridiculous, like 18 quarters or whatever.
You want my hot take on that last throw by Josh Allen?
Yeah.
He saw the open guy.
Yeah.
Ball just fluttered. He sucks.
Clearly.
Worst guy should have caught it because he got both arms on it.
Well, he did. Yeah. He put it right in the bread.
That hit him.
It was a duck, but you can catch that.
I mean, he did get it there.
The fact that he even got that thing off is just silly. I just think it's fascinating that on the two biggest plays the last 2 years in Kansas City, that one that basically ended the game, and then the one in the Super Bowl that forced the field goal. Remember, in San Francisco, they were driving and they had it third and whatever. Both of them were Spags dialing up plays and then had two free rushers on both of those plays.
Mm.
And that's not, I mean, granted, Mahomes sealed both of those games and went on drives, but I mean, give credit where credit's due. In the two biggest moments, they got two free rushers against really, really good offensive, like sound teams in Buffalo and San Francisco, confused linemen and two really good, smart quarterbacks.
Look at this. We just turned right into Dan Orlovsky.
Right there.
We're still breaking down the conference championship game, for heaven's sake.
Let's get into RPOs. Let me talk to you about replacing a linebacker with a throw.
No, the real question is will there be an octopus?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An octopus.
See Buck knows.
The elusive octopus.
The elusive octopus.
Are we talking about Red Wings hockey?
And the last time an octopus occurred.
The octopus? I don't know.
Is it James White?
We're going to be. No.
How do I not know about the octopi?
No. We're going to talk about hot prop betting.
I do like the octopuses.
Hot prop betting cards for the Super Bowl.
There should be a professional team that is the octopi. Octopus is a cool, you can do some, well, I get the Kraken's kind of like that. The octopus is a kick-ass animal and mascot. Yet no one ever embraces the octopus.
All right. We're going to get to prop bets next on The Fan.